This is Michelle Page Holmes, author of Counting Stars, and you're listening to the LDS Women's Book Review Podcast.
Welcome to episode 15 of LDS Women's Book Review Podcast. I'm Shanda, here with my friends.
Sheila.
And Hillary.
There's a few changes. You might be noticing them already. We might sound a little different to you this time. We have a mixer and microphones that we have set up. We're going to give this a try and see how it will work sound-wise, so you're not hearing our voices echo off the sides of the walls in the room we're in. This is more directed, so hopefully there won't be all that extraneous noise, and you'll be able to hear us more clearly and more, will be more distinguishable.
But bear in mind, Sheila and I will break out in song at some point. Microphones just beg for that.
I know. Sometimes you just have a hard time restraining yourself.
That's right. Correct.
Maybe we'll be like...
And I did karaoke last night at the word party, so...
Oh,
you know,
really? Oh,
like,
no. Well, and we could be like the end of that show, Psych, where they all break out into song after on USA Network. Oh, it's hilarious.
I'll have to catch up on that one. I don't know if I have USA Network,
it. Though. But anyway, it's fun. Anyway, the contest for... Jeff Savage's Shanda Covington Murder Mystery Series, which is two books so far, House of Secrets and Dead on Arrival.
Have we heard anything about his third one yet?
Well, Michelle last time told us that he's reading his third one in their...
Oh, that's right, because we were jealous.
Yeah,
that's
in their book.
Review
book,
clubby
critique,
thingy.
Critique
group.
Critique yeah, the critique group. So yes, there's a third one coming.
Woohoo!
So
hurry up, Jeff.
We're giving away two
books
sets.
Coming out next year.
Yeah.
He's three?
Yeah.
Three.
Well, he has that fantasy one, and then the horror one, and the...
Yeah.
And the Shanda Covington one. So
I'm just looking forward
and
to it.
And we're
going to
have
Covington.
Him come back yeah. once his horror book comes out.
Yep, ooh, I'd love to yeah. talk to him about that.
That would be fun to read.
Yeah, you better set aside about 3 hours for that one. Cause
no kidding.
We can
no,
talk
seriously.
To Jeff for a long time.
I'm like, that's a day podcast.
And we did. We had to split it in half
we
last
did.
Time because yeah. it was 2 hours long. Anyway, so we're having a contest giving away two sets of these Shanda Covington Murder Mystery Series books. And there are... six ways to enter. You can find out about those ways to enter on the website. On the homepage, there is a link you can click on that will take you to the different ways that you can enter to win one of these two sets of books.
Please participate.
Yes, we would love to hear from you and love to see your comments on the website and all the many different ways you can enter and just get some feedback from you. So even if you're not really interested in the contest, we'd love to hear from you anyway. Give us some feedback. Let us know how you like the new sound setup thing, or if there's things we say or do that bother you, and we'll see what we can
in
do about
case,
it.
We say tough.
Sometimes.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're doing our best, but
if we break out in a song, we'll understand. If you say, "Please don't break into the song anymore,"
yeah, I'll be right begging along there with you. Anyway,
especially if I sing. No, if I sing, you will be begging.
Well,
for
that's
mercy.
Why if you sing, Sheila's joining in and she's singing louder than you,
which would be wise. So yes.
Okay, so now on to recent reads. I have a very tall pile.
I'll
so,
go first. Mine's the shortest.
Yeah,
it's
we'll let Hillary go first.
In fact, I didn't bring any even with me, but that's okay. Let's see. I read the Twilight series, which I can't say enough, and I can't wait to review our podcast on it, because aren't we doing that next month? Is that what we decided?
Oh, I was going to wait till the end to announce that, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, it'd be on the website anyway. So, yes, next month, because it's October.
October.
Yes. And it has
yes.
to deal with vampires and whatnot. We are going to talk about Twilight, New Moon, and Eclipse by
all three,
Stephanie Meyer.
You've got to combine them.
Yeah, however, I will warn listeners now that you will want to have read the books because I am not going to worry
we
about spoilers.
We are not going to worry about spoilers.
Seriously,
yeah. you cannot
full
talk
of
about
of spoilers.
Yeah,
you can't
can.
Have a conversation
no, you
about
can't.
Them without spoiling.
There's
it,
too
so.
Much that can be.
I've only
away.
Read the first one, and Hillary and Sheila were.
Blown away is the best word to put it.
Well, you were blown away by the books, but you were trying to talk about number two
and
three.
And it's really hard to...
It was.
Yeah, knowing you that I hadn't read the books
because we don't
want to
ruin it for you because it does ruin it.
And then there was the thing about the time and then when Edward...
Yes, but what's
Bella
funny is she
and,
knew what I was
you know,
talking about.
I knew exactly what she was talking about.
I know, but what kind of a podcast would that make? So
that would
we're
make
gonna
a very
have,
short podcast is right. what that would make.
We're going to have spoilers galore, so...
Don't listen if you haven't read it. Don't
frankly,
listen.
Find someone who's bought the books because someone around you has.
Guaranteed.
I'm going to buy them. I'm
I
not
am
going
to
wait for the library.
I oh, I am too.
Don't wait
these
for the library.
Definitely.
You won't make it. You'll have to wait for 2 years.
They're definitely so, books that I want
to
my
And I read
collection.
All three of those in within a, about 2 week time period. It would have been faster if I didn't have kids, but turn those kids. But yeah.
It's so inconvenient at
they
times.
They are. Oh, my word.
No,
and
I'm excited
the
about that.
I know it's a problem, so.
Oh. Very excited.
Yeah, I did. I got through Twilight.
Hey, you know.
I got through Twilight in about 5 to 6 hours. But
it
I had,
took me 2 days,
stopped,
but I had to
I
stop.
Stopped for a little bit to do take care of some household things, make dinner. And then, so it was about
dinner.
6 hours. I know. Food can be so inconvenient.
Ugh.
I know.
When it comes to reading, food is inconvenient, I tell you.
But anyway.
Drinks of water. That's like, I can get by on a drink of water for 24 hours.
Especially if it's reading a good book like that.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's wonderful books.
Which is why I didn't get our second book today.
Yeah, me too.
But that, and I started back in my nonfiction kick. I got like 15 books from the library.
Whoa.
And they're sitting next to my bed again. So let's see. I'm reading, the one I'm reading right now is called Momfidence. It's by Paula Spencer. She writes her a column in Women's Day, which I subscribed to for the last 8 years. But, and she's pretty funny. She's not LDS or anything, but it's just a nonfiction book about being a mom and
wow,
all that goes with it. And it's cute. Oh, and I got the book that you had last month. I had to wait for you to take it back. But see, now I can't think of what it's called.
Oh, no.
It was really good.
It was so good that I had to remember.
The power trips.
Power trips. Power struggle thing. Diffusing power struggles.
Yeah.
But I had to wait for you to return it because I haven't read it yet.
Oh, you haven't read it?
No. And someone I know out there is going, I wish this person would hurry up and read it so I can have it. So they'll have to wait.
Like you were waiting for me?
Like I was waiting for you.
Because there's only one copy.
There's only one copy.
So you knew it was me.
Yeah. There's one copy in the whole system.
One copy the whole system. And I don't know if it's worth it because I haven't read it yet and you didn't have much. You weren't done with it last time.
No, I had finished it.
Were you? Did you?
Yeah, not paying attention? That's when you had to step away.
Oh, that could have been.
And then you came back when I was talking about the Intelligence QuickBook.
Oh.
Emotional Intelligence QuickBooks.
Well, that's probably why I decided to check it out, because it sounded interesting. But anyway.
Well, the last half was interesting. It was kind of, you know, for me.
Same old stuff. The repeat of everything we already know.
Well, the first part was. The second half was, I really need to
tweak this.
I can't control how my child feels. She's going to feel how she's going to feel, and I just have to work around that. I can't change how she's going to feel, things like that.
I do need a refresher.
Well, things that technically I knew, but I kind of needed to be like knocked upside the head a little bit on my expectations. So
I hear you.
Yeah, it was okay. And then what else? I mean, anything you have read rather than stuff that you're going to read?
Oh, well, then that's no.
No? Okay.
Except unless you count, well, scrapbooking magazines.
Well, that's just a given.
That's a given, though.
Yeah, it's just a given.
So there you go.
Okay, what about you, Sheila?
Of course, I read all the Twilight books.
Of course.
Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse.
At least once, right?
Oh,
if they were my books, I would have read them twice. At least twice. I probably would have read them.
Well,
times
I have
now.
Someone in my ward that gave me the books again to read again.
That was nice.
But I just don't know if I'm going to have a time to actually get through all of them before she wants them back.
You got to get through Sunday before you read anymore. Like
well,
that.
It's a week from Sunday, so.
Oh, it's another week.
Not, yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here this morning.
Oh, that's true.
Having our practice.
Oh, that's what I meant. I knew today was Saturday.
Yeah. But, of course, besides the books we were supposed to be reading, I started Jane Eyre. And I haven't gotten very far into it. But
I have a hard time with Charlotte Bronte. She's depressing.
Well, it's really good, though. It's going to be a good read. I'm excited. You know, I'm just a lot like Hillary. I've got a bunch of books I want to read that I haven't read yet. But I did get Brandon Mole's new book, The Candy Shop War. It has nothing to do with Fable Haven.
It looks cute from the cover.
It does look cute. Yeah,
it's
the cover's adorable.
This candy that they get at the candy shop gives them superhero powers.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I think it's really going to be a big one with the kids. I think it'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see if I like it as much as Fable
candy
Haven.
Consumption.
Hey, why not? You know?
Well, with Halloween coming.
But
eat more candy, and maybe if you have enough sugar in you really can fly.
There you go. But I will let you know how it is. But, you know, having loved the Fable Haven books as much as I do, and
as long as his writing style carries over, I'm sure.
Oh, it should be a good read. The other two books I wanted to bring to show you guys, you know, the Brown Bear, What Do You See series.
The Carl.
Yeah. Eric Carle. And
I was going to say Carl Sagan.
And
how scientific geek is that?
They have a new book called Baby Bear, What Do You See? Mm. And it shows all the animals from North America.
Oh, cute.
So there's Red Fox, and I'm trying to think who else. I use this in one of my units in preschool. This past month.
I've seen those. Yeah,
but it shows a prairie dog and a mountain goat. And
so they're North
red
American
fox.
Animals.
Yeah, it's very cute. The kids loved it. And there's a mama bear and her baby at the end. Have you heard of the Kissing Hand book?
Uh-huh. I bought that one from you because of you.
Oh, did you really?
Yes,
that's so cool.
I bought it.
Well, I did it. My first unit of preschool was on the Kissing Hand. And this is Audrey Penn's new book. It is called A Kiss Goodbye. They moved to a new house.
Oh.
And saying goodbye to their old house.
I could have used that four times.
I know.
That would have been good for us a few years ago.
So those are some cute books for you to get from the library or just for your own collection. I bought both of them in the last book order. So
our book fair is coming up.
They're still nice and shiny, brand new.
I know, they are shiny.
They,
I love
they
shiny
just
brand
came
new.
Like yesterday, so that's why. I just barely pulled them out of the box before I came over. But that's about it. So, nothing much.
Well, I've been reading like crazy, mainly because I decided that I will do nothing else, including watch television, while I'm nursing. So, for 20 minutes to half an hour, I have dedicated reading time 4 or 5 times a day. So I have to sit there. I can't.
Might as well.
I might as well read while I'm sitting there. One of the first, well, I told you last time I had started reading the first in H.B. Moore's Out of Jerusalem series about Nephi and Lehi and their families as they left Jerusalem to make their way to the Promised Land. The first one is Of Goodly Parents. Volume 4, Land of Inheritance, will be released September 2007. And I have to tell you, I am looking forward to reading Volume 4. When I first started this, it's just different reading about Book of Mormon characters this way. But it's not any different than when we read about Rebecca from Orson Scott Card, reading about biblical things. So with Abraham and Isaac.
Just the Book of Mormon version.
It's just the Book of Mormon version. And remember when Michelle said you'll never read the scriptures the same way again?
Right.
As soon as I finished Volume 3, I went and started First Nephi, which ironically, yeah. I had finished the Book of Mormon one time through. I started back when President Hinckley gave that challenge. I don't know, what has it been like?
2 years?
It's 2 years because that's when Lindsay was born.
I finally finished. It took me that long with lots of breaks in between to actually finish the Book of Mormon again. But I finished it, and then I finished these, and then I started right over again because I wanted to read it after I had having this perspective. Now, these are things that, you know, probably didn't happen that way, and it's modern conversation doesn't have a lot of these and thous except for where it's quoting scripture.
Right.
But going back through, it's kind of fun to go through and read the Book of Mormon and then be like, oh, so that's where the reference was. And it's like one line, and Ishmael was buried here. But there's a whole, I don't know how many, like 3 chapters or more, we're talking about their stay in Nehem or wherever it was, where Ishmael was buried. And so you are taken back in the story there. Oh, yeah, that's when Heather wrote that this happened and this happened and this happened, in her book.
That sounds interesting.
I wasn't really sure good. How I was going to feel about it, but I was so glad I had all three because I went right through them.
You blazed through them that fast, huh?
Well, once I got through the first part of the first one, because it was just an adjustment, like I said, reading about... You're so used to reading about Lehi and Nephi in such a formal way.
Right, right.
That being able to read about them in this way, it took a little bit of getting used to, but now I'm liking the characters, and especially the women, because the women are discussed.
You don't hear about the women anywhere in the book. Well, like three women are discussed in the Book of Mormon. And the only one who's thoroughly discussed is really
Sariah.
And even then, it's not really thorough. It's just her name comes up every now and then.
And you really start to dislike Laman and Lemuel sometimes. I mean, I would dislike them anyway.
I think that's the idea.
But,
I know, exactly.
But anyways, really, I was really swept up into it once and just that last stretch where they're starting to get to the Promised Land. And the end, towards the Promised Land is Volume 3. And at the end, they see it. They see the Promised Land. And that's the end. So now I'm excited to get to Volume 4 so I can see what happens after they get there. And Michelle,
so Volume 4, they're not even to...
Volume 4, they get to the Promised Land.
So it takes them 3 books to get there.
First Nephi.
But if you think about it, it took them 8 years in the wilderness.
Oh, okay.
To
that
get
makes
to...
sense. You know, that's true, though, because it does skip a while, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. So, and they talk about later how horrible the traveling in the wilderness was, and it was the worst times of their lives. And Laman and Lemuel said it would be better that their wives had died rather than go through what they did in the wilderness. So it must have been something really bad, but they never talk about it.
That's
and
true.
So she
this
puts one of her ideas of what could have happened based on what happened, what kinds of things went on in the desert at that time.
Wow.
And so it made it interesting. It's a worthy read. I think I'd like to go back and reread
it
again.
It sounds interesting. Maybe I'll have to see about that.
But I think since I already have 3, I'll just buy 4.
One more
and have
isn't
it.
Hurt
because
you?
I'm excited to see what happens because this is where they split, too.
Oh,
in
that's
Volume
true.
4, they split. And then Michelle said they talk about how the
wasn't
curse
that the one
of
that she had the
dark
cover
skin,
that she had the.
That we couldn't look
we
at.
We couldn't look at.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I was
like, well,
isn't
we could
one?
See the cover, but we couldn't
open
touch
it up or touch it.
You can't touch it.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can excuse that.
Exactly. She didn't want to get into trouble.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't either.
But now that it's out, I'm excited to go and see what happens. Anyway, so that was the main thing that I started reading last time I talked to you. And then I went into Annette Lyon's books. And I won her basket
thingy
last year
thingy.
At the dinner thing. And I had read her first book, Lost Without You, last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. It was... You know, I have particular tastes as far as romances go, things like that. So I wasn't, it was okay, but it was not necessarily my cup of tea. I'll say that. But I think that people would like it.
Which one was it?
Lost Without You. The next one is At the Water's Edge. And that one is also a romance about a convert in Finland. And it takes place in Finland. There's little things of language and culture and stuff in there. That kept me reading At the Water's Edge. So, and then I went into her Temple series.
Oh, is that what she has?
I was sent Spires of Stone to read. And luckily I already had House on the Hill. At the Journey's End, and then I read Spires of Stone, which is the third installment.
See, this is the one I need to read first.
Mm-hmm. House on the Hill is pretty good. I liked this one. I have to say my favorite so far is At the Journey's End. This one involves...
What is it about? I mean, that's about the temple. What's it about?
This is when the Logan Temple, I think this is the Logan Temple, is being built. There's a story that involves a girl, Lizzie, and two boys who are interested in her. And she ends up going with the one, and then the other one becomes the main character in At the Journey's End. And I really liked At the Journey's End. I thought the way this one had a lot of feeling, and mm-hmm. the characters were all really well developed in all three of the books. But this one, just the story of it was my favorite. And then Spires of Stone is about the Salt Lake Temple, and it actually takes place before the first two, but it's not directly related. You know, so you're not if you haven't read these two,
you're not going to be lost.
You can read Spires of Stone without reading.
They stand on their own. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice, because I like to have a book.
I mean, it's a series. You can read it, but this one isn't related to these two, except for you see 10-year-old Abe from this one is mentioned in here. He's sent on an errand to go fetch the doctor once. So it's just kind of a fun little revisit. But other than that, there's no connection. You can read them separately, and it's fine.
Okay.
And then, of course, Peter and the Star Catchers and Peter and the Shadow Thieves. So I was able to do a lot of fiction reading.
Good golly.
My son's hungry baby. He needs to eat a lot. So.
See, when I nurse, I just sit there and stare at the wall.
I usually, really?
Sometimes, if I've had a long day, it's just I sit there, I shut my door, and if anyone knocks on it, which is
frequent, your downtime.
It's my downtime to let my brain just desizzle.
Well, even if the TV's on, I turn it off.
I usually don't even, if the TV is on, I'm not paying any attention. I'm zoning.
Or I'll read while it's on if it's something my girls are watching and I can be distracted. But I make myself read every time I nurse. And it's wonderful because I've never been able to get so much reading done since my son's been born. So I think it was a good decision. But anyway, so that's what I've been reading. That's my long list.
That's quite a long list there, kid.
Yeah, I've actually been pretty happy with how with the books I've read, with how they've turned out and the experience in general. But I have a whole pile of books that I absolutely cannot wait to get to.
I'm there too, and I think you've inspired me to maybe quit zoning when I'm nursing. Maybe one nursing out of the day I'll zone, and maybe I'll read some more, because I've just got this huge stack, and I hate taking back library books that I haven't read. It drives me crazy, because then they go on my hold list again.
Well, if you can even remember.
You know, that reminds me, though. My 8-year-old and I are part of the Mom and Girl book club thingy. Where's that?
What's that?
We have it at our library, just at the, and they have it at the Hunter Library, too, at the West Valley, and I know they have it at a park.
But it's a mom and daughter. Ours.
It's a mom and daughter book club, and we read Charlotte's Rose last month, which was a pioneer story, and this month is a Nancy Drew book.
Oh, really?
I gotta hurry up and get.
Interesting.
So that just reminded me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to completely interrupt and change the subject.
I wonder if our library has that.
Yeah, look into it.
I haven't seen anything.
It's fun. Kimbers and I were able to kind of have a discussion, kind of like what we're having here, except with other moms and their daughters. And then we did a craft and we had a little treat.
And it's fun. Free?
Yeah, totally free.
Cool.
Yeah, well, hey, if you've got a local library next year, check and see if they have a mom and daughter book club, because it was sure fun. Sure liked spending that time with Kimberlyn. It was kind of mommy Kimberlyn time, so it was kind of nice.
Probably hasn't happened for you in a while.
No, not
on a regular basis.
We tried it. Well, not as we say, we do daddy daughter date and mommy daughter dates, but they aren't as frequent, especially since Harrison was born. We haven't done them lately. Grocery store trips are turning into mommy daughter dates, because that's about all we have time
that's
for.
That's our family time.
Yeah,
our whole family has to go, because that's about the.
I would have to kill myself if my whole family went.
Well, but I don't have five kids.
Three is a far cry from five in a grocery store, especially when they're older. But
now, before we actually, can I see those two things before we go into talking about Peter and the Starcatchers and stuff? Because I have a feeling it's going to be me doing a lot of talking.
The second half, it will be for sure.
But I was going through the Deseret Book Conference sale and Siegel Book, you know, the ads where they talk about the books that are coming out. And I've circled some, and I wanted to talk about them briefly as I just flip through this. Armor, Divine Protection in a Darkening World by Elder Kim B. Clark.
Ooh.
I was sent this one to review, so I want one of us will need to read it.
I'll read it.
Elder Kim B. Clark, he was the former dean of the Harvard Business School and current president of BYU Idaho.
Oh, cool.
And so we were sent that one, and I can't wait to read it and let the readers know what we think. Also, 21 Days Closer to Christ. Ooh, Emily like Freeman with paintings by Simon Dewey. Some listeners may remember when we talked about the 10 virgins right before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about Same that. People. Yeah. And I thought, 21 Days Closer to Christ, I need to become closer to Christ, especially lately. I've been struggling with my with that, especially.
I've fallen off the wagon with reading.
Being tired and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Babies will do like that to you, though. Do.
I think that that would be a fun one to read. I also want to read Unlikely Heroes, Ordinary Men and Women Whose Courage Won the Revolution, because I like Revolutionary War stuff.
I love stuff like that, too.
So I think that would be fun. We were also sent a 20-something's guide to spirituality. It has all different questions on things that aren't normally talked
about.
You're
the 20-somethings?
Shanda, you're the youngest in this
yeah,
room.
Yeah, that I would be you. Okay.
I'm just barely out of the 20-somethings.
But then it would be more applicable to you then.
Another thing, another book I noticed in here was Middle East Conflicts, Understanding the History Behind the Hatred. I would love to read that book and learn more about what is happening in the Middle East because I have next to no knowledge and understanding of why the Israel people hate the Gaza Strip people and whatever else is going on. It'd be interesting to read that.
It stems back quite a ways. Here's my favorite section.
Yep, this is the one I have lots circled here. We have Keeping It Together in a Pull Apart World to read that we've been sent by Mary Ellen Edmonds.
That looks good.
I think that one we're first, all going to read. It's a small book. I get it first. It's fast.
Okay. So. I'll give it back.
Go ahead.
Okay, and then Wake Up to a Happier Life by Amanda Dixon. That one we have a copy of.
We have a copy of that
yes,
one, too?
Yes, we were sent a copy of
oh,
that one.
Hillary.
I get that one first.
Okay, jumping out of her seat.
I'll swap you then on Friday.
Okay. And then two books that I saw that were new that I thought were fun was 101 Things to Do with Canned Soup and 101 Things to Do with Mac and Cheese.
The Crockpot one is awesome.
I have got two or three of those.
Yep, 101 recipes.
I have the cake mix one, too.
And there's a cake mix one, and there's a soup can one, and there's...
I didn't even know about
awesome.
That one.
They're but awesome, I saw this and they're one, easy, too.
Canned Soup and Mac and Cheese and things that all of us have.
Oh,
and 101 Things. I can't even imagine, like, three things to do with them, so it'll be fun to read that.
I don't eat that stuff anymore, so...
There's one book that I started because I thought our listeners might be interested. I know. I don't eat that either. But my kids and husband sometimes do. So, anyway, 52 Weeks of Recipes for Students, Missionaries, and Nervous Cooks. I thought that was
would be neat.
That one looked like a lot of fun by Clark L. and Catherine H. Kidd with two D's, K-I-D-D. It says, if your standard dinner menu includes takeout, cold cereal, or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, then you'll appreciate this collection
Let's
of simple
hot
recipes.
Dogs.
Oh, hot dogs. Then you'll appreciate this collection of simple recipes that even inexperienced cooks can make perfectly the first time. So some of you out there might be interested in that. I circled this next one because I need all the help I can get. Project Organization.
That one
Quick
looks
and
wonderful.
Easy Ways to Organize Your Life by Marie Ricks.
And she's pretty good. I went to Education Week and heard her speak, and I bought her binder there. Why is it Education Week? And it's probably, I'm sure some of that stuff's in there too, but it's got a lot of really good ideas. So it's something that I'm going to definitely check into.
Well, really, if you think has good ideas and you're misorganization, I definitely need to read that book.
I think it'd be a worthwhile read. Yeah. So
Dean Hughes has a new one called Before the Dawn. And it says, Leah Sorensen can't believe her bishop just asked her, a prickly and proud farm widow who doesn't get along with the town women, to be the Relief Society president.
Isn't that how it
but even
goes?
As he assures her that she is just the person to help the women through the tough times of the Great Depression, she wonders if the opposition ahead will be more than any of them, herself included, will be able to handle. I thought, what a different take. There aren't many books from this perspective. A farm widow in the Great Depression, so I thought it would be interesting.
But I like the Depression. It not like, well, you know what I mean.
Like
a
about
historical end of it, let's put it that way. So.
Well, and that one. Chris Stewart's Fury and Light is the Great and Terrible Volume Number 4. We have that one to review, too. I would like to read the other ones first, so I'll get to that
it's
one.
It's like when we jumped Definitely. In on What's Her Buckets on Book 4.
Yeah. Speaking of Betsy Brennan, look, Hazardous Duty, her
there
a new
is.
Series. It's a three-book series.
Totally
it's a three
different
book series.
From Hagerty.
Different Hagerty series. It's not Hagerty. It's just a different series. From the reviews I've heard about, it's very gripping.
Really?
And good.
By Betsy.
Yep, and
we
it's
like
Betsy. So I'm excited to read that one.
There's
absolutely.
Just so many books to read. Oh, my gosh.
You know, and
I
then,
know. I'm feeling overwhelmed
I
right
am,
now
I
because
just,
there's
I
so many things
too.
I want to read. And I don't have time right now.
I know. So it's hard because we have to pick.
Frustrated.
Them. Well, we can start with the ones we've been sent. Because
I was like, let's start with
buy,
those. We don't
so
have to go buy
we can get through those.
Check them out or whatever.
Then the next page has. Oh, wait. Before I flip over, there was one more that caught my interest. Upon the Mountains by Gail Sears. And it's World War One.
Oh, I love anything
world.
Historical like that.
It talks about an unforgettable historical drama of innocence lost as memorable characters struggle to hold on to truth and meaning in an age of turmoil. And I haven't read anything that takes place in World War One, so I thought that would be
really?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Not fiction-wise.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Becoming Jane.
The movie.
Yay! We want to see
this
the movie.
It's, yeah, I think it's like the movie's version. Based on the book or something like that.
I have that on the waiting list at the library, too. Yeah.
And then the one next to it, this is the one I was telling you about that I really want to read. It's called These Three Remain, a novel of Fitzwilliam Darcy, Gentleman, by Pamela Aiden. This is what the summary says. Follow a humbled Darcy on the journey of self-discovery as Pride and Prejudice is recounted from his point of view. While staying faithful to the people and events in Austen's original, the author adds her own fascinating cast of characters, weaving a rich tapestry out of Darcy's past and present that will beguile his admirers anew. Just the fact that it's from Darcy's point of view, I'd be interested in reading it. Yeah. Just, you know, it's written by a woman, though, so.
That'll be interesting.
Hey, well, why not? We read books that men write about women. From women's point of view. So
I just wonder
not,
what the take would be from a guy. Like, what if we had William Boyd Gardner write from Darcy's point of view?
Has he ever read the other book?
Yeah. You kind of have to read Pride and Prejudice.
Have you ever read the other book?
I just thought that would be funny.
Send us an email letting us know.
You know. Okay, and there's two.
No, what would really be funny is to have Rob Wells, right?
Oh, geez.
Well, no, because
then
he
would be a spoof.
He would be a big spoofer.
That actually would be very entertaining.
It would be entertaining. That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Rob, are you out there? Are you like,
maybe while he's waiting for the Whitney Awards things to all, he can pump something out for us and put it on his blog.
Oh, speaking of those, have you guys nominated anything on the awards?
I have been nominating things. I'm going to be nominating Counting Stars.
I already have. So you need to get on there also.
I'll do it today. Okay, Michelle?
Gosh, I got to do
that. I'll do it today.
Yes, I've already done that.
I'm going to be busy tonight while I'm working on
that. Yeah, I need to write a note. Nominate Counting Stars.
Because if they get enough, that's the only way they're going to be able to get. If you don't nominate a book so many times, it won't be for the final.
It has to be nominated five times.
Right.
To be able to get
one. Isn't Stephanie Meyer LDS?
Yeah, she is.
She is.
Oh.
But see, the thing is, it'd have to be Eclipse because that's one. The
would
one that
be
came
this,
out
year.
This year.
Oh, here, I like Eclipse, but
I did too. Twilight. I loved Eclipse.
Well, anyway, okay, we'll talk about that next month.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get fresh.
Whatever.
my foot bumped her knee under the table.
Yes. Well,
okay. I'm going. What are you guys doing over there?
I can't help it.
Don't worry. Cute. It's still G-rated. Well, PG-rated, maybe. Okay. Two by Beverly Lewis, I noticed, that are new. Beverly and David Lewis wrote Sanctuary.
Really?
When her past comes back to haunt her, a wife leaves the home she loves for the safety of an Amish community.
That sounds good. You know me. I like the Amish stuff.
Dear. Here we go with the Amish.
And then The Redemption of Sarah Kane. Sarah Kane, a thoroughly modern young woman, is left to raise five Amish orphans.
They're both by Beverly Lewis?
Yes.
Okay,
can the sorrow that divides Sarah and her nieces and nephews ultimately unite the new family?
What was that one called again?
The Redemption of Sarah Kane.
Mm. Did you see how I perked up there?
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I brought it up. I knew you'd be interested. There is one written by Newt Gingrich and William Forstchen. I don't even know how you say that. Called Pearl Harbor. Then there is How to Be Totally Miserable by John, by the way. I don't know why.
Oh, I could tell you how to do that.
I want to read that one because, first of all, I think John, by the way, is funny. Okay, so there's also, Kaylin Mankum wrote The Secret Journal of Brett Colton. Have you ever read that?
No, I have not.
It's good, actually. I read it and I liked it.
What is it?
She wrote another one, When the Bell Breaks. It's another teenage one that I think teenagers would like. So those are just a couple. We have some more review copies of things that, oh, look, Candy Shop.
Yeah, it's
right
there.
We'll be getting to and let you know. We also got a talk on CD called I Am a Mormon that really? I would like, I think we can pass around and listen to. And we'll let people know. Oh, I did want to bring up this. I saw a performance of one of these songs on.
What is it?
Good Things Utah.
Who is it?
It's called Trek.
That's the one with the Nashville tribute to
the Pioneers.
And they did one of the Nashville tribute to Joseph Smith, too.
Mm-hmm. And they did a song from this one. I actually really liked it. So,
I saw that one, too.
So is it a new group?
No, it's just a compilation.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, but Joshua Creek has another one coming out that's new, too, but I don't know. Anyway, those were just a few that I saw that I thought people would be interested in. Oh, and for you guys who like Jenny Hansen, The Topaz is out now.
Is that part of the bracelet series?
Yes.
See, I just can't get into that one.
I read the first one. I just had a hard time with it.
And not that, you know, I just kind of like her more modern stuff a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't heard Jenny Hansen in a while.
I
haven't either. I've kind of gotten sidetracked. Yeah. But
Jenny Hansen actually reviewed The Lost Sheep.
Oh, yeah?
And from her review, I thought it sounded kind of interesting.
Huh.
Kind of fun. Anyway, 15 Secrets to a Happy Home. Yep, Piggyback Rides and Slippery Slides.
I think I'm on hold at the library for that one.
There's so many. Oh, Presidents and Prophets by Mike Winder. of local Salt Lake fame, Winder Dairy. Anyway, I think that's the same guy. Those would be interesting,
most
too.
Most of them are related.
Yeah.
Oh, Joshua Creek. Heaven's Not That Far. That's what it's called. Okay, I think we're good.
And just for those who are in primary that I'm sure you all know, but those that aren't, the theme for next year's primary theme is I Am a Child of God. So if you're looking ahead to find stuff for your kids, or there's a lot of books out there centered around the song. And so
I'm sure we'll see a lot of that for Christmas
and things like that. So
that's good.
Looking ahead.
Good to know. I'm sure we'll see a lot of stuff like that come out, especially the first of the year.
Exactly.
But right before
Christmas time, they'll probably be.
Yeah. In fact, we'll come up with a list in October, maybe November, of good books we think that would make good gifts. Also,
excellent.
Maybe Desert Book will send us another big box of books for their
that
Christmas
would be
push.
Our Christmas special for us.
Like we did last year.
Thing. Yes, we'd love that.
Okay, well, now we're ready to talk about the book because I have some things I could say, but I don't think it would take up a long time. We'll probably finish up in
pretty
20 minutes.
Here.
But
yeah.
Anyway, Sheila and Hillary.
Got
Hillary made it through the first one.
Yes, I liked it.
I'm
too.
Still reading it as we're sitting here.
Well, and honestly, Sheila, I'm having read it, if you didn't have so many things fall in your lap all at once, I really think you would have liked it because reading this book and another reason why I chose it was because I thought you would really like it.
Well,
it
I know. I was really, really surprised too because, you know, I'm the girl that loves all the fun stuff like this and the fantasy. No, it was funny. I told my husband, you know what? The biggest problem with this book, it doesn't have Edward in it.
There you go.
And Edward's the main character. Character in Twilight.
Yep.
Oh,
jeez. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just glad I read Peter and the Starcatchers first because there's no way I would have gotten to it second if I started with Twilight. Started with the Twilight series. There's no way.
Well,
I know it.
And I totally agree with you. It was just a matter of just too much on my plate in September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I hope you are really going to read.
No, I'm going to finish this and I'm going to read Peter and the Shadow Thieves because it looks good. This is where it gets into the story of Peter Pan more.
I have to tell you, if you're a Peter Pan fan, you'll definitely like
these. I love all that.
I've tried to read the original Peter Pan. I never actually have because I was, I don't know, like 14 when I tried to read the original Peter Pan and I wasn't in that mode. But having read Peter and the Starcatchers a few years ago for one of our book groups in the old neighborhood, I really, like, it surprised me.
How much you liked it.
It was, you know, swashbuckling fun, like Michelle said. It was a lot of fun. And then Peter and the Shadow Thieves, there were a few recurring themes, and a couple was like, oh, yeah, well, they kind of have to keep in with what they did in Peter and the Starcatchers. But I have to admit that my very favorite part of Peter and the Shadow Thieves was Tink. I loved her spunk in this book. It was so funny how she would chime something, and of course only Peter understands her, and it would be something completely off the wall, some sarcastic comment, like she called Molly a cow, I don't know how many times, you know? And look, she even cries like a cow. What did she say? She's sorry your feelings are hurt. You know, Peter would translate into something nice, you know? And so she just really, Tink just really cracked me up, and how it was just perfect. Definitely Peter Panish went with Tink more in Shadow Thieves. She comes into being at the end of Starcatchers.
Well, I told you earlier, my thing with books, I really like to be, start a book and get caught up immediately. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite series was not like that. I mean, I told you with the Inkheart book, mm-hmm. it was till chapter 16, halfway through the book, that finally, but I knew what was coming. And so I was excited.
Anticipation.
And I read it. Yes. But because Inkheart, Inkspell, and the third one, mm-hmm. Inkdawn, is coming out in 2008. So I'm excited about that. But with this book of Peter and the Starcatchers, it wasn't until halfway through that you find out who the Starcatchers are and
that
what that means. And so I think if it would have talked about it just a little bit earlier, because to tell you the truth, I love Dave Barry. I think his stuff,
he is funny.
I mean, you look at the list of books, the nonfiction books that he's written, he's hilarious.
He is a funny man.
You know, I love a lot of his stuff. I mean, you read some of the books that he's written. Dave Barry's Book of Bad Songs.
Yeah.
Dave Barry is not taking this sitting down. Dave Barry's Gift Guide to End All Gift Guides. Dave Barry Does Japan.
That's one that actually my Japanese teacher in high school, he read as far
really?
As that. That was really funny. Yeah.
I mean, funny stuff.
As far as the book goes, I mean, when did it catch? It was just with the explanation of the Star
Catchers? As soon as Molly was explaining to Peter about the Stardust and what it did, all of a sudden it was like, whoo, It just caught my attention. All of the leading up of them, going this boat, people on this ship, and this people on this ship, and then they're going here, and then they're loading the ship, and then they're doing.
I mean, unloading
like,
the ship.
Oh,
yeah. You know? Well, there's not so much unloading going on, but
that did tend to drag a little bit. But I just sped right through it.
Like, well, I should have sped through it faster.
Rat, the flying rat was
kind of interesting, but it didn't go very far.
I kind of saw it coming though. When they said the flying rat, I'm like, oh, okay, that's the. Well, I mean, dust.
Exactly.
The book is intended for a younger audience. And right. So to me, there was a lot of and if you know the story of Peter Pan, it tends to be a little predictable. Like, you know for sure Black Mustache or Stash
is going to end up to be Hook.
Captain Hook.
Right.
I just wasn't sure how he was going to lose his hand, and I kind of like how he lost his hand.
Oh, and you know what? It was my 5-year-old that figured that out. I said, who do you think this is on the front of the cover? He says, I think that's Hook, but he doesn't have a hook. And that's when I told him, I said, yet. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of figured that out on his own, that eventually he would get it.
That's why this book is even in being, because his daughter asked him, how did Captain Hook lose his hand?
Serious.
That's
and
how
so
it happens,
this
huh?
is how, this is just story leading up to how Hook lost his hand. And then the Shadow Thieves, I have to tell you, this book, even though it had its scary parts.
Really?
Thieves, I have to tell you that for like the next day after I finished it, I was like looking to see if anything was touching the shadows around, because you know this thing goes around, and if it touches your shadow, and it can take your shadow.
Oh, is that where it came from with Peter Pan?
You know,
and I
thought that was kind
of. I wonder how many books he's
and a little
write.
Scary. I don't know.
There's only the two in the series.
They
then?
Don't end it as if there's going to be more, but there could be. Like, it's not an obviously open ending. It's just this is it ended.
And okay, so Peter and the Shadow Thieves was written when?
Last year.
So there's a possibility then.
Oh, you know,
I mean,
there
could be, but
there's, I.
But you know what?
I'm so tired of series.
It would be.
You know, the good thing about these books is they have short chapters.
They are short chapters.
So you can pick it up and read two or three. I mean, some of them are like 2 pages.
Mm-hmm. That's
true.
Well,
the girls were so impressed. They're like, this has 90 chapters.
And it has pictures.
Yeah, and there are pictures.
The little drawings, they're fun. The girls like to see them. I've been reading Peter and the Starcatchers to them. But then I had to leave them in the dust so I could finish it, because I read this.
That's
before
the problem I had is I started reading it with them, and then they started school, and I'm like, okay, I have to finish this before.
Yeah, so I left them behind. This bookmark is where we left off with the girls.
Oh, you got a lot further than we did. We only like a chapter, maybe 4 pages in.
Anyway, so I wanted to talk to you guys about Tink. That's one of the main things I wanted to talk to you about. But that's in the Shadow Thieves, and now I can't really talk to you about that. But as far as a fun book, I mean, I bought it. That's how much I liked it.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't say that it was. I mean, it's on my list of favorites. Just because I think it's fun.
It's not on my
list.
It's different. And it was a creative, I thought it was a very creative take on how Peter mm-hmm. came to be. Because you don't really know. And it's true. There's no really lead into that.
No,
and I really like how he comes to be.
Yeah. I thought it was fun how they explained mermaids and fairies.
Yeah, the mermaids. That was interesting.
I liked the mermaids.
That was interesting.
They were kind of scary, too.
They were.
And you know what?
I wasn't sure how to feel about
Stonehenge.
Oh, really?
Oh, that would be interesting.
There's Stonehenge.
Well, you know what? The mermaids.
And centaurs
here.
And the Roman and Greek mythology.
Really?
The gods.
Yeah, that centaurs, yeah.
Yeah, well, they talked about how, like, Apollo and different Roman and Greek mythology.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting.
They weren't really gods. They were just humans that had
fans. Oh,
so
I remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember
that's
that
true.
Part.
They did
so,
talk
yeah,
about
so
that.
I just thought that was kind of interesting how they take the stuff that we're maybe
accustomed
not,
to that we think is normal.
But still kind of mysterious. But then they explain.
Well, and they explained about a lot of people that had gotten the Stardust mm-hmm. and had either turned good
or
bad
evil.
With it. Yeah.
Or
yes. That was so. I see,
I thought
that's
that
when
was
it
really
got
creative.
Enjoyable. That's what
yeah.
I said. That's when I started really.
Bad star stuff.
If you're talking
about. Yeah, bad,
you,
bad,
you
bad.
Be, star yeah. stuff is, can be good or
can
bad.
Can be good or bad. It kind of makes you wonder. It does make you kind of go,
when they
I
seem all powerful or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that it wasn't real. But, you know.
No, I know. But
obviously,
it's good enough writing that it does kind of make you go, Well, it's kind of like
books that make you go,
Stephanie Meyer makes you go, are there really vampires?
And we'd all like one.
My
wife's
one like Edward.
My father-in-law swears there are.
Does he really?
Yeah. Anyway, but that was fun. And then how Tinkerbell came into being at the end. I thought that was
I will read this. I promise. I will, because now I just started. It was just yesterday that I finally got.
Oh wow! You
to this,
good
I
for...
did. See, one I told you once I got to that point where she explained it was like page 200 something.
Yeah,
where you
it was
finally,
a while into there.
But that's how fast I read.
And you
after
had to
that.
Set it up because then now you kind
it was
of
a
understand
huge,
the history
long
and you wanted to find out about
it. It was a hard. Start.
I mean, I didn't need to know about all these other people on the ship. Because
they
really had
they
nothing to
gross
do with
too.
It.
I'm
it
sorry,
really
but they
did
were
not.
Yucky.
I mean, Alf was the only one that was really important.
Yeah, he was.
That the rest of those weird old people. Slank. I just
Slank. Yeah, well, Slank's the right name. One thing that I have Slank to say too. Is important. Yeah. At the end of Peter and the Starcatchers, I started feeling like I was in a movie. And it could be distracting if you let it be, but I kind of took it in a fun way because you have one chapter and you're here and one chapter and then you're in the different, because there's three ships involved. You're on one ship, then you're on the other ship, then you're on the other
ship. That's true.
And one thing
and
I liked was
the boat and the
They do switch around a lot, but it's kind of like they do that in movies. You know, you switch, and you'd be so caught up in one thing that was going on, and then you'd switch to the next thing that was going on. You're like, oh, I totally forgot that was happening.
Well, I went, don't leave me hanging.
No, I just thought.
Well, I did like that. That's true. I forgot about that.
I just thought, wow, how cool is that, that you forget? You're so caught up in each conflict that you forget the other one's going on until you go back to it, and they're like, oh yeah, and then you get all caught up in that one, and then
he moves into the other one, and you're like, hey,
just, you know, because there was a lot going on.
See, and I got frustrated by that frustrated me, because I'm one of those people that likes the story to just keep going. Yeah. So I get caught up instead of going in a cut, you know, a stop, and
it kept me turning pages. So
I enjoyed it, but it's not one of those that I would go buy. I mean, it's one of those where I'd read at the library every couple of years or something if I had nothing else to read.
I don't know if I'm going to buy Shadow Thieves, but I did like Peter and the Starcatchers. So, but I have to say, there are things I did like and didn't like about Shadow Thieves and compared to Starcatchers, but I really did. I probably liked them about the same overall. If you look at overall, I liked them both the same. So, we'll see. Maybe I'll ask for it for Christmas or something.
I mean, if you find it in paperback,
yeah, it's maybe a paperback.
Well, I got the first one in hardcover, so I'd probably just
you're like my brother.
Get the second one in hardcover.
Well, I started it depends on the book for me. If I buy a book in hardcover versus paper,
well, I have no problem buying paper.
See, I buy more children's books.
I got this hardcover. One
hardcover. So children's books are different.
Yeah. Well, how did you feel about Molly and her character?
Is that supposed to be Wendy?
No.
Wendy comes in eventually.
Wendy's not even mentioned.
At all, ever?
In these.
There's going to be a third book then. You know,
I was really confused about that.
Doesn't he just meet Wendy? Or is Wendy Molly's daughter?
See, I don't know.
You know what? Now I'll have to watch Peter Pan.
Because I can't remember. I mean, I don't really know.
Well, no, he flies by the window and his shadow goes off into the nursery. Remember? That's what happens. And then Wendy is there to sew his shadow back on. No, it's true.
It's been a long time.
We watch Hook constantly at my house.
Yeah, I haven't.
You know, and that's the story behind it. Well, and I love. See, my favorite thing having to do with Peter Pan ever is the movie Finding Neverland with Johnny Depp
and
Kate Winslet.
I absolutely love
that movie. One of my favorites. I got it for Christmas last year. To write that down. It was so much fun. But I just love Johnny Depp. I've been on a real Johnny Depp thing lately.
Well, he's got talent. That
and I've been listening to the Pirates soundtrack nonstop.
Oh, jeez. Love it.
We do have that one.
Oh, so good.
I bought that right after we saw the movie.
So good.
But yeah, anyway,
how did we even get into that one?
Pirates! We're talking about pirates.
It's a fun book. I really like it. I think that if you have, especially boys that like pirates,
I think this they would be a like really it. Good book. I think teenage boys or even tween boys, you know.
I'd have to say between 8 and.
Yes, and 12, 14
8
even.
And 15.
I know.
Especially.
And you know, I know it may sound like I'm not giving it a fair shake, but.
Well, you just haven't had a chance because you haven't finished it.
Once I, because you know, I'm on page 332 and I'd like to read it right now because I'm almost done. I'm, you know, I've just got like a quarter of the book left and I know I'll read the next one too, but it was just that with so much going on, if I don't have a book that just totally grabs me where I cannot put it down.
Yep. I'm in the same boat.
And I'm really that busy that I'm not going to be reading.
Yep.
You know,
I'm in the same boat, Sheila. Exact same boat. If it doesn't grab me from the beginning, it's just,
I read Twilight in 24 hours. New Moon, I read in 36 hours.
Yeah, fair warning. If you want to read Peter and the Starcatchers, read it before you read Twilight series because you just won't be able to put that one down.
And you know, and just talking a little bit about Twilight before you get into it. Yes, it is about vampires, but it's not gross. It's not like any of the Anne Rice books.
Keep in mind that Stephanie Meyer is LDS.
Yeah, she's a BYU graduate.
And
in Arizona.
Very clean and yet surprisingly entertaining.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And it's not a science fiction None vampire whatsoever. Kind of a story. So.
It's so much about the people and the emotions.
Okay, we have to stop. Okay. We have to stop. We're going to discuss that one.
I need to go. I'm going to be going out and buying the books.
You have to.
Because I want to own them.
Oh, I know I do too.
I hesitated. Okay. We talked about this before. It's like vampires. I probably wouldn't have read it.
I need to listen to the podcast to what I said last time.
You know, and
I told you guys, like, I don't. Michelle and I were sitting there going, oh!
But once I decided, you know, Hillary right started reading it and said it was so good.
And she knows me for so long.
I had it from the library and it was already overdue.
She had it overdue.
It was due like the week
I'm
before
like,
and
if
I had
overdue,
it turned it back
you might
in.
As well make it worth it.
Well,
that's
why
I
read
her.
It. She's like, if you've already got the fines, just read it. So I said, okay. And I started it and I was about 10 pages into it. I'm like, she goes to class the first time and there's Edward who's acting like he can't even stand.
And you don't know why.
And you can feel that bristling,
and
you know,
no
from
idea
him.
Why.
I know.
That's what gets you. You're like, what is his problem? What a jerk.
And so then I was like, And then when you find out, anyway. So I was like,
I have to tell you, I was like, so thoroughly thrilled when I got the email from Shanda. I just finished Twilight. Then I got the other email from Hillary. I just finished Twilight. I was like, yes.
Because I usually avoid, you know, I still have never read. The Da Vinci Code. No,
oh, you
Da Vinci.
Read Da Vinci
no,
Code?
I just, you know, there was so much hype around it, and I just,
it's
I just,
settled it's, down. And
but it's still worth
it.
A read.
Well, I don't
still
even want to
read. It is such a good read.
It's never been one that's been hooked. I've heard
you know what?
That,
I didn't think I was going to like it either. But if you like anything having to do at all with some of this stuff, you'd like it. I know you would.
Okay, well, maybe
don't
I'll get around to reading it. It's just not real. I have other things I think I want to read.
I bought it. I just bought it paperback from Walmart for like $6. I didn't want to go.
Let her borrow it.
I mean, I liked it. I was like,
yeah, maybe I'll borrow it.
And it's on my bookshelf, but it's not one of those that I would take on a deserted island with me. You know, it's not one of those.
Okay, speaking of.
No, I wouldn't have Peter.
We can finish up here. Would you buy it or read it again?
No, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably read it again, but it would not be like on my list of books that I need
maybe
to read.
Maybe with your kids.
It'd be
or
like with my kids, like down the road a little while.
Maybe totally agree with Hillary.
In a year or two or something with them. Because I think they would enjoy it because they like Peter Pan. I've never liked Peter Pan, though. From
oh,
the
serious?
Yeah,
see, I have nothing against
Disney
Peter Pan.
Or,
well, it's
or
just.
Shows that I've really enjoyed it. I never really liked it.
I never saw the cartoon when I was little.
I saw the cartoon.
I never read the book because I could only get so far
see,
into
my
it.
See, my son is always watching the cartoon version of Peter Pan. We have Peter Pan 2, the second one. We watched the Hook version with. Robin Williams constantly. So my son's why. So you know, I told you I love.
Life.
You need to see the movie Finding Neverland.
I will
see
watch
why
that because I do
the
like
author who wrote.
The author is different than
totally
Peter Pan
different.
So that's why I'm interested in the movie. But I, as far as the books, I just don't really. Well, even the movie, I just, like I said, I've watched it, but it's been years because it's kind of like Dorothy Kennington's book. She has all these great books and then there's the one and I've read it once and I never read it again. That's because I didn't like it.
Are you talking about the Square Sky one?
No.
Oh, you're talking about,
I can't even think what it's called. Flower of the Winds.
Flower of the Winds.
That
and that's one of my favorites.
And it's her
Russian.
Favorite. That's so
no,
funny.
No, it's not my favorite.
It's one of the favorites.
Jayhawk, of course, is my favorite.
It's the same. It's her books that she has. She has about five or six of them. And I love all of them except that one. In fact, I gave it away. I don't even have it.
That's because you gave it to me.
They gave it to you?
Yes.
I don't remember who I gave it to.
Oh, this is
sense.
So great. No, I gave it to you.
This was years ago.
Well,
this
see,
was years ago.
That's how I feel about Mermaid's Purse.
That's
could
one
go
of my favorites.
Who wrote that one?
Dorothy Kennington.
Well, okay, Dorothy, I need to read
Mermaid's
that one. I have her, the first two.
We need to start. We need to read another one, but not for a while. I think maybe
like
December.
Well, we need to read Fairythorn when it comes out.
Oh, man. That, we're excited about
Dorothy,
that.
Dorothy, they're listening.
Very
we'll review it for you.
Well, come and talk to us.
Yeah, we'll read your manuscript.
It would be fun to have a with her.
Yeah.
But,
are
you
interested, Dorothy?
I have to say, though, that I mean, all of her books are good, but if you read At the Journey's End by Annette Lyon, you'll find out why I liked that one so much.
Okay, well, I'll read it.
I want to read that one too.
I've read Annette Lyon's book, so I might borrow.
I
might borrow one of yours.
Them.
Is it time for our duet yet?
Yes.
What are we going to sing, though? We've got to think of something.
I'm thinking.
And really bad eggs.